Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, fam. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so sorry for the technical difficulty that we experienced a little bit this morning. So let's just jump it off real quick and get to our scripture. 94 Psalms. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. O God, to whom vengeance belongs. Shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and they speak insolvent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the Lord God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge, The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach him out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment will return to the righteousness, and all the upright in the earth will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have been settled in silence. If I say, my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delights my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteousness and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. You know, well, let the Lord bless the hearer and the reader of his word. And I start this scripture because it's exactly what I pray for every day. I pray for God to have vengeance on the wicked and to send mercy to the righteous. That is my prayer. Again, I want to thank y'all for joining me this morning. If you got a comment or a question, or if you just want to hang out, I'm glad that you're here. The number, if you'd like to make a comment, is 310-982-4136. That number, again, is 982-4136. That's 310-982-4136. I got a little tongue twisted this morning, just trying to pick up my speed from here. So let me repeat that again real slowly. 310-982-4136. You know, the name of the program this morning is Distraction. And the reason I chose the topic of distractions today is because if we was thinking straight, and if there wasn't any doubt in your mind that something is going crazy in this society, then all you have to do to solidify that thought is to look at the television and look at the programming. And it's just what it says. What does it say it does? It's called what? Programming. Okay? You have a program director, which means he is programming your mind. If you would use some common sense, if you would just challenge your mind just a little bit, you would have to ask yourself, where in the hell is all these reality shows coming from in the last 5, maybe 6, 7 years? It's been crept up on us, really. So I'm going to suffice it to say maybe the last 10 years. You know, starting with The Real World and all those type of, programs. But what I want you to think is you have more television, you have more stations now, you got DirecTV, you got Dish TV, you got satellites, you got cable, you have all these different options to see what? The news. You got so much that you don't to choose from that you can't hardly keep up. Okay? This is called distraction. Okay? Sports. I remember when we used to wait for Wide World of Sports to come on once a week, and, you know, you pretty much would see what was going on. But it seems like now, sports has been amped up. At least, you know, it's on steroids. You know, the sports, you have sports channels, you got you know, what is it? The league pass, which you can see a damn game every freaking day. Two and three and four games a day, if that's what you want to see. Then you got reality shows. It seems like there's nothing creative on TV, just stupid stuff. Okay? The Kardashians. These are mind plays on your psychic to keep you away from what the real issues are, and to keep you so, you know, I guess distracted with stupid stuff that you're not really not understanding what's really going on. And that is not by accident. It's totally by design. That you cannot expect your media to give you proper and adequate news reporting. Hell no. They're giving you the fluff, the frills, and the gimmicks, because that's all y'all want. You got the world falling down around you, but all you want to care about is what Evelyn's doing on Basketball Wise, or what Gloria is doing on Basketball Wise 2, or Love and Hip Hop. And I'm saying that because this is what the television is saturated with. And, of course, the stuff is so crazy. I mean, you can't help but, you know, watch it for, you know, whether a minute or two. But the point of the matter is, that's exactly the programmers, they know. They know what to do to keep us distracted. And as long as we're watching these things, and as long as they are entertaining us and keeping our minds in somebody else's mess, it gives us a lot less time to really think about and really act upon what is happening to us. You know, I'm going to play this little clip with Alex Jones, and I think he says it best in terms of being distracted by celebrities. And just check this out a little bit.
How fake it all is, the football, the basketball, the Lady Gaga and the Justin Bieber, you know, who give you these carbon tax messages. They tell your kids they got to love Justin Bieber, and then it's, Bieber says, hand in your guns, pass the Cyber Security Act, and, you know, the police state's good, and then your children are turning to mindless vassals who now they look up to some twit instead of looking up to Thomas Jefferson or looking up to Nikola Tesla or looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal. And when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200-something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer, an explorer, going into space. Mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's incredible detail. Tune into it. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber. It's pure evil. They're taking your intellect, your soul, and giving you Michael Jordan and Bieber. Unlock your human potential. Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind, your doorways to perception. I want to see you truly live. I want to see you truly be who you are. Ah, I don't want my progeny who's coming, my unborn grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to live in this nightmare system these control freaks have created, where these wicked globalists are so threatened by human potential they poison the water, the vaccines, the food, to turn us into a bunch of slugs, a bunch of lobotomized sloths so they can control us. It is a crime. It is the most jealous, envious, greedy, hateful, sickening thing the New World Order does. That's why I'm so pleased to be committed in the fight against them. That's why I don't care about my own life except I want to continue to live to fight them. That's why I don't have fear. I only have fear of myself and my flesh and not being up to the challenge. And I ask you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Once you unlock a mind, once you unlock somebody, then they can unlock their soul. We can't unlock a soul. Only God can do that. but we can unlock minds. And once the mind is unlocked, once the intellect is turned on, then comes the discernment. Then comes the awakening of the soul. Then comes true enlightenment and empowerment. So the globalists seek to make you a bunch of jealous, stunted, weak, backstabbing, gibbering demons. All of us have the lower elements and the higher. We must strive for the higher. Stay with us.
And as you can hear, that was extremely passionate. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with everything Brother Jones says. I'll be, you know, lying if I said that. But a vast majority of the things that come out of his mouth, he gets it. And I'm fighting that fight with him. Because it's bigger than race. And I thought I'd never say that. But it's the truth. Although I recognize who my enemy in this fight has been. But I also realize that I have a double enemy. I have an enemy that also looks like me. I have an enemy that's distracting my people that looks like me. While the globalists that control and dictate what our functions are going to be every single freaking damn day and moment of our lives, and we are totally oblivious to it, those are the people that you don't want to get on board with. You have to unlock your potential and think about what I'm saying. You know, lately, you know, even when Tupac did Illuminati, you know, you had a lot of young people, you know, getting into, you know, what is this Illuminati? What is it? You've been hearing it for a while. I mean, it's been here. Okay, so let's just not go into this new world order that is coming and all. It's already here. It's been implemented. It's been implemented since, you know, early on in the 1900s. It's been a progression, the 1800s, I should say. So where we at today is the depths of how their programming has affected us. I don't want y'all to get bogged down by thinking that something is going to happen. The shit is already here. It's already doing us in. You ever think about why every out of people who once exhibited such greatness, who built the pyramids, who gave every science, mathematics, literature, art, music, creativity, navigation to the world, are now the bums of the earth? Now, something is definitely wrong with that picture. Now, either we've lost our power, and you can only lose your power one way, and you can only receive it back one way. Because if the jewel is in your hand and you lose it, it's not in your hand, and someone else takes possession of it. The character of that jewel is still in your hand. And until you physically get it back in your possession, all the principles and all the power that that stone or gem brought to you is still available to you. Okay? And that's at how we have to look at our experiences as human beings, first of all, and specifically black people. You know, we are built for this struggle. We have struggled ever since we set foot on this shore. But what we haven't done since we've been on this shore was negated our responsibility of wanting to be free. Every generation has had a price to pay. And it don't seem like this generation wants to step up to the plate and pay their dues. They want to get off into Gucci and Pierre Cardin or Louis Vuitton or Dolce and Gabbana. I mean, Gabbana. This is what this generation wants to pay in terms of debt. Who is responsible? Well, the puppet master, keeping you distracted. While he rapes your children, snatches them off the street, killing us with chemical, biological, and physical warfare, we worried about what new record Weezy has got out, and if he is knocking up five other women. And I know it's hard, because what happens is this is what a lot of the television programming is subjecting you to. I'm not blaming you for seeing it, but what I'm blaming you for is continuing to not understand and see the programming and understand why it's there. That is your responsibility. You know, it is my responsibility. If I fell in a ditch, and if I was a human being that wants and strives for righteousness, because I understand that my time is limited here, and I want to make this world a better place than it when I leave than it was when I got here, then I have to be concerned about somebody other than myself. You know, it can't just be me and my family. It has to be me, my family, which is extended, and my people, my clan. I have to make sure that I give them the information. So if I walk up the street and there's a big hole in the ditch and I fall into it, and I survive, and I actually crawl out, even though I've seen people who come on the side of me fall in the ditch and they weren't fortunate enough to get up out of it, and they die right there where they fell. And the ancestors or God pulled me up out of the condition to come back and to say, hey, look, you walking up the same road I did, and you're going to fall in. As a matter of fact, there's 500,000 more of us in the ditch that didn't get out. They're dead. Don't walk up the street. It is my responsibility to tell you that. It is not my responsibility to make you listen and hear me. That can only come with an open heart. And that's why the word says, harden not your heart. So you can receive the word. So you can receive at least an open mind that you can even investigate what somebody is saying to you. Don't shut down and say things like, well, I was born a Christian and I was born this way. My mama, my grandmama, and my great-grandmama. That's precisely the freaking problem. Because I can assure you, and I will bet my life on it, I'm willing to give my life on this, that before your great-great-great-grandmama was placed on that slave ship, she was not a Christian. And she didn't see the world through the eyes or the prism that we see the world through today. They were able to recognize who their enemy was, because only understanding what your and who your enemy is can you effectively fight. If you don't understand and you've tied in God with not being able to call out and defend yourself against your enemy, then you are giving God a disservice, because doing God a disservice, excuse me, because God don't have no arms and feet but yours. God breathes breath into your life and make you a living soul so you can do the work. No man is supposed to have dominion over your heart and your mind. You are not supposed to be so distracted by sports and football and basketball and baseball. And trust me, I play ball. I love ball, okay? And when the playoffs come, it's very difficult, you know. But as the more conscious I get, the easier it was to forget about it. You know why? Because it doesn't weigh as much. I remember the times when we would sit down in front of the television, couldn't miss a game. You wanted to see everything, every game. And you knew all the stats. You could tell how many yards that Brett Favre threw for. You could tell how many, or Aaron Rodgers now in this case, or you could tell how many slams that LeBron James did. But you cannot tell me what Bill that Barack Obama just passed that is going to affect all of us as human beings? Or you can't tell me who Medgar Evers, Dr. King, or you probably have a watered-down version of I Have a Dream so you can identify Dr. King, but you certainly can identify other truth and freedom fighters, Fred Hampton, Bobby Seale. You might know Huey Newton. Do you know the Medgar Evers? You know, do you know the James Baldwin? So we have so much work to do that that's going to take way more concentration than just sitting in front of an idiot box and watching who got on what this week. We have to do a better job. If we don't, we all going down. We all going down. And black people, your asses are going down first. Because you're the most silliest people to ever walk the face of the earth. You're the only people that can go from the pyramid to the projects and be happy about it. You're the only one that can kill yourself and have so much self-hatred and don't even question why. What is the program that will make me kill my brother? Kill somebody that looks like me. Yes, we kill where we live. But why are we killing so much where we live? Why do we kill so much the people that look so much like us and don't turn none of the anger and hostility we have on who our true enemy is? Because we've been distracted. We've been bamboozled. We've been hoodwinked and led astray. And the only way we can get back, the only way we can come back, is to pray for our minds back. We have to start studying. We got to start cracking open some damn books. We got to start knowing who we are. Because if we don't understand that, and if we don't economically figure out a way to pool our resources together and stop being distracted by the programmers that control the media, the evil, mindless freaks that got you sitting in front of the damn boob tube 24 hours a day watching shit that don't have nothing to do with your liberation or getting you out of the condition that you're in, that has got to stop. I pray that the ancestors watch over us all. I pray that we will find our will to fight and bang on this beast daily. May God bless and keep you, and know that you are in a war. Be blessed. Hotel.
Honestly. For me to find fault in you. And none of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now. Cause you have a soul like I do, so I have no right to judge you. Cause the middle of life is a reflection of how I feel about me.
Religion, of many other reasons that you feel it.